Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we'll examine the halachas that relate to one who missed mourning. This is Siman Reish Yud Zayin, 217 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. What happens to if a mourner neglects to observe the mourning for the first 7 days? So what should they do? In this case, they may fulfill the obligation during up till the 30th day since the death. Does it matter if this was done by mistake or if it's willful that they missed it? The answer is no, they can still make it up. What if he failed to tear garments when they learnt about the death and it was now after the Shiva? So if they did not tear them at the time of grief, which is during the Shiva, they cannot tear them now because it's no longer considered a Sha'as Chimam, a time where of direct grief. What about for a parent? So for a parent, one may tear at any time regardless of when the grief is felt or regardless when they found out. What if a child is under 13 and they lose a relative? So what's the halach in that case? So that child therefore is exempt from mourning, even if they become 13 as a boy or 12 as a girl during the Shiva, because they started off a time when they were exempt from mourning, so they do not have obligation. What about the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 months in such a situation? So even though they may not be obligated in the Shiva and the Shloshim, they are obligated in the restrictions of the 12 months as a Kibbud Avaim, which does affect them. What if a sick person was notified about the death of a relative and then later recovers? So if that person recovers during the Shiva, they should continue observing the halachas of Shiva. Similarly, they should complete the number of Shloshim if they fail at the end of Shloshim. Must that sick person make up for the missed days they could not properly observe the Shiva when they found out? The answer is no, because it's considered like they observed it partially, because it's like Shabbos, where they did the parts they were able to, and it was considered a fulfillment of the halachas of Avelos, because it was not out of their choice that they were not observing the Shiva during that period of time. What is the law for a woman who gave birth during mourning? So she would be like a sick person, does not need to make up the day that she missed or the days that she missed, because she should just complete the remaining days when she becomes able to keep the Shiva. This concludes the halachas that relate to a person who missed the mourning. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.